Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
And hello, party people. Welcome back. Welcome on this 2008 Arrow Talk podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. This is our 110th podcast on Arrow. Yay! I know, we only did the first episode, and then we took a long break, and then we're back, and then I had computer problems, and then we're back, and so now we're back. We're going to do a major recap. I want to do an episode 2 through 7 major recap, and then hopefully this week we'll do the crisis, because I want to do those all back-to-back. That's going to be kind of fun to talk about crisis. So episode, if you're listening to our podcast, we're going to go episode 2 through 7, and that's through tribute to all the way to Thanksgiving. Those episodes. We are live right now. Please call us in at 619-924-9751. It looks like we have a caller. I wonder who it is. Who is this?
My name is Oliver Queen. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. By night, I lead. Someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow. What's up?
What's up? How's it going, Oliver?
Hey, man. Last time.
Matt.
Yeah. What's going on? I was going to go to bed, but I might as well call in tonight, tomorrow night.
Yeah,
tonight,
this will be
Friday
a really
night.
Quick recap. Awesome.
I appreciate
calling. Happy
been
New
a while,
Year,
man.
How
I miss
did you spend the New Year?
Oh, I just kept on watching DC films. I saw Justice League a couple times. I went and saw Star Wars a few times, which were
nice.
Awesome. And we're getting a special edition Justice League on March 13th.
So much fun. Cannot wait for that.
Yeah, that's such a good movie.
That's for sure.
Yeah, me
they
too.
They said like over two, I don't know how many, did they say how many bonus scenes there were?
A few, and I think it teased a little Superman black suit Easter egg there.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That would be so awesome. Because
so
many
cool.
scenes got
yes.
cut since Joss Whedon came
I know.
In.
Why
I
won't they
Zack
just
Snyder...
make like a special edition instead of like giving us extra footage? Why won't they just
I
give
know.
An expense?
I mean, they need to
well,
re-release the
they
movie.
They will get a Zack Snyder cut.
Yeah, because that's what fans are doing right now to petition for a Zack Snyder cut.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, welcome
and
to
I
this
got,
Arrow
oh, by the
journey
way, Jesus,
as we, what?
I got Injustice, too.
Oh, nice. Me,
I got it for Christmas.
You got
PS4,
it on PlayStation?
Actually. Yeah, from my mom at Christmas. It's awesome. I already beat
it.
Nice. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have that, too. Yeah, I love
awesome.
That game. So cool. All right, now let's go to Arrow Talk. Let's see, we're starting with Episode 2, Tribute. This episode aired on October 19th, 2017. Let me read you the synopsis so you have an idea what we're going to talk about. Oliver publicly denies being the Green Arrow, facing an investigation by FBI agent Samantha Watson, along with William's concerns of losing him. Antonelli and his men kidnap a group of Markovian delegates, demanding ransom. Believing Anatoly leaked the photo, Felicity and Curtis work on discrediting it while tracking the hostages. Team Arrow saves while Anatoly escapes with one. Anatoly tells Oliver that he needs to convince the Bratva that the former is not weak and is no longer friends with Oliver, injecting the hostage with a toxin which will kill him soon. Detecting the toxin and acquiring the antidote, Oliver injects it to the hostage, whom Anatoly kills anyway, prepares to tell Oliver about his degenerative nerve damage, the latter convinces him to wear the Green Arrow mantle, deciding to choose William over vigilantism. All right, let's pretty quick episode. Let's see, tribute. Pretty for the name, right? I mean, at the very
yeah.
end, we have...
yeah, it did.
You know,
I did love
the
part. One scene that gotten so crazy, though, Jesus, was when Oliver Queen dropped name Bruce Wayne. How crazy was that, that Batman exists
yeah.
on Earth 1 in the Arrowverse? That was cool.
And no,
like,
I mean, they should just show him. Why not? Jeez.
I know. We need to
all
get
right,
Batman on Arrow.
Episode 3, Next of Kin. This episode aired on October 26, 2017. Team Arrow arrests Faust. With John refusing to shoot arrows, the city council begins drafting a tighter anti-vigilante bill. Telling Dinah that he has overcome his tremors, John is revealed to have leadership problems when the rogue CIA operative begin hunting down a former member in order to silence him. They ask Oliver to return to the team. The latter has Felicity help William with his mathematics test while convincing John of his down a rogue group of mercenaries led by Onyx Adams to a hotel and engages them, defeating them all, saving the civilians with a biological weapon. With no way to stop the bill, Oliver converts it to a citywide referendum. Watts begins suspecting John, who receives an arrow-firing crossbow invented by Felicity and Curtis. Oliver resumes his relationship with her while John is revealed to be injecting drugs to control his tremors. Dun, dun, dun! All right, so what do you think about this episode 3?
I thought it was good. Some parts went off. It's just, after a while, I wasn't buying Dick being the Green Arrow. I mean, it was just so different. As you
yeah, it was,
see what I mean.
Not, even in their size is different. I mean, but it was cool,
yeah.
kind of cool to see like a one-off, you know, of Diggle being the Arrow, right?
Yeah, it was. And then I also loved how finally Oliver and Felicity are finally back together. I mean, at that time, you guys.
I mean, come on. Well, why are we wasting time here, right?
Yeah, I know. Like in season 4, and we all know how that went. All
right.
Jeez.
Cool. Okay, well, we're going pretty quick. Okay, episode 4, Reversal. This one aired on November 2nd, 2017. Black Siren begins killing seemingly unimportant individuals while Felicity is approached by Alina, who tells her that Caden James is doing something with hundreds of millions of casualties worldwide. They meet black market dealer Amnesiac to buy a ghost drive. Feeling concerned, Oliver turns and attacks the thugs, angering Felicity, who steals the drive. Teen Arrow tracks down Black Siren to the Helix facility, with the former revealing to be working with James, who tasks his men to kill Felicity and Alina, who is critically shot during the rescue by Team Arrow. Felicity learns that James has stolen the victim's fingerprints necessary to enter the International Domain Name Directory, the global internet infrastructure, believing that James intends to destroy the internet. Team Arrow attacks his party at the IDNG, where Felicity manages to breach through the firewall to stop James' apparent attack. She adds Alina to her setup, calling it Helix and intending to produce her spinal implant. James is revealed to have intentionally lured Felicity into breaking the firewall so that he can have access to cover his tracks. Black Siren with a device to stop tracking by Curtis. Slade calls Oliver, asks him for help. All right, episode 4, Matt, what do you think?
It was good, but I'm not buying this don't pick James. I mean, I miss the old days when we had Malcolm Merlyn, Damian Darhk, and Deathstroke, but he's just kind of taken it.
Yeah, I think we needed more Deathstroke time, too. They cut him too short.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
The next
episode 5, Deathstroke Returns, talking about him. Slade asked Oliver to help him find his son, who is being held in jail. The two meet up, an acquaintance of Slade who provides them with information they need. When they get to the prison, Slade instructs Oliver to find his son Joe, then get him out of there, as he knows Joe will not want to see him. Despite Oliver's objections, Slade engages the security known as the Jackals in combat, where he discovers his acquaintance is actually a member of them. When Slade demands they release Joe, he reveals that it is not as easy as their boss is Joe himself. Dinah struggles to prevent a politician from a sniper attack by a vigilante. The politician supports the anti-vigilante bill. Dinah later gets lucky and blurts out her canary cry on the vigilante, who removes his mask. He is actually Dinah's old partner, Vincent Sobel, long dead. He later attempts another assassination attempt on TV interview, but is once again met by Dinah and shot in the head by an officer. Vincent reveals the particle accelerator changed him as well. He claims he didn't tell Dinah he was alive, as he believes their work as cops become ineffective. Dinah watches helplessly as he disappears. All right, what do you think? Deathstroke returns. A lot of, Oliver and Slade back to back. What do you think about that?
I loved it, especially that fast fight at the very end when Slade's taking out all those guys. That could have been like a Deathstroke movie. I mean, that scene when he's like taking out those Russian dudes.
Just add another hour. Seriously, you got a whole movie there.
Yeah. I mean, he did so good in that
Deathstroke movie.
I think that's in the works with DC, but I thought, I thought it was a truly that
then,
action scene
remember
right
the
there.
Joker one?
Yeah, that.
Joker,
but that I think moving.
Did it go away?
Oh, and in the flashbacks, in the Slade flashbacks with his son Joe, I thought that was cool too. I mean, before he landed on the island and met with Oliver.
Did you see that coming when Joe it was the mastermind himself?
No. I mean, the boss is so crazy in the end. Mm-hmm. I said that the Deathstroke returns, and then that I thought the vigilante was going to be someone else. I mean, some guy who dated Dinah. I mean, seriously. But it was a great episode. I love Deathstroke returns.
Yeah, it was
that
a good
awesome.
One. All right, let's see. We're down to number 6. Two more to go, man. All right. This episode 6, titled Promises Kept. It aired on November 16, 2017. Slade and Oliver continue to try and persuade Joe to meet with them, but Joe refuses, claiming that he... Oh, my gosh. I got stickers here. Hold on. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. What's going on?
Okay. I don't know. All these phones are ringing. Okay. Where was I? Okay, let me just start all over. Slade and Oliver continue to try and persuade Joe to leave with him, but Joe refuses, claiming that he has seen his father kill someone before he had influence by Mirakuru. Slade continues to try to explain that he was a paid hit, but Joe refuses to forgive him. Stating who his father is truly was led him down this path. Joe and Slade end up fighting until Oliver steps in after watching Joe escape, but revealing the existence of his brother Grant. Slade tells Oliver he will continue to try to find both of his sons, but advises Oliver that he go back to his, not wanting Oliver to make the same mistakes he made. Meanwhile, Team Arrow finds out about John's tremors, leading John to apologize to everyone. Curtis offers to help John the same way he helped Felicity when she was injured. John asks to have the night to think it over. Wouldn't that be cool if when I saw this, I thought Terrence was going to give him like kind of like Wolverine hands. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that would be
or
that'd be so
like
awesome.
Like robotic arm. Kind of like what Cyborg
yeah,
has.
But I know, right? But I thought the episode was great. I love seeing more of the Slade flashbacks and then Shadow Peel appears. And it's right in between
like
End of Era Season 1. Yeah. that was a bit at the Arrow timeline before season two, before Slade planned his master plan to go back to Starling City and act on his plan to avenge Oliver on killing Shadow. And then at that one scene, he goes, "I'm keeping my promises." I love that scene when he beat on Joe and
nice.
The fight scene at the end with Slade and Joe. I mean, that was a fantastic episode. I loved it.
That was.
Yeah,
dude, that was well said. Well said. That sounds like a commercial right there. All right, we're down to the last one, guys. Thank you for hanging in there, sir. I told you we would do these recaps really quick, and that way we could take our time with Crisis. Hopefully later this week, we could talk about Crisis in order, of course, part one, part two, part three, part four. And then we'll continue our series here. So let's see. Episode 7 is Thanksgiving. It aired on November 23rd. How fitting. Oliver, Felicity, William, and Quentin organize a Thanksgiving food drive to raise money for a new SCPD precinct. Oliver is promptly arrested by FBI agent Watson under charges of vigilantism for being the Green Arrow. James and Black Siren subsequently break out of prison and end up causing chaos since the Green Arrow is caught. Thankfully, Oliver's trial is delayed. When John gets injured in the field, Oliver suits up as the Green Arrow once again. A Team Arrow looking to stop a bomb planted by James and Black Siren at the stadium during the concert. The subsequent discover of the bomb is fake, and the cops guarding the stadium aren't cops, who are swiftly taken out by Dinah, Curtis, and Renee. But James and Black Siren escape. Oliver visits John in the hospital and claims he will wear the hood until John has recovered, whereupon he can reclaim it. Thea wakes from her coma and reunites with Oliver, Felicity, and John, and William. So there you go. Thanksgiving. What do you think about that, where we get Thea back into Team Arrow, and also Oliver is back now that Diggle is
down? It was good.
What do you think about that, Matt?
It was good, but I really thought Thea was going to stay dead this time. Is it just me, or do you agree?
Don't we all? Seriously, don't we all?
Yeah, but I thought it was good, and I thought it was actually cool that we got an episode on Thanksgiving. I mean, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because they usually take a break.
It was great to have a nice holiday episode. We have really rare with Arrow.
Mm-hmm. And then I loved how Oliver comes back as the Green Arrow with that theme music at the very end. And I liked that arena when they were all fighting each other, fighting the bad guys. And now James reveals his master plan to destroy the city. But still, that guy does nothing. He doesn't fight. He doesn't aim the gun. He does nothing. Weird villain. Orders Black Siren to do all these things in the mm-hmm. city. I mean, come on. She's going to eventually join with Lance at some point. You know that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matt. Thank you so much. Pretty well said. Give us a shout out before you head out, Matt.
Give big shout outs go out to my fellow Arrow fans, my friend John, my friend Janet, my friend Annie, and a whole bunch of my friend David, and a whole bunch of other guys who watch Arrow, and my friend Risa as well. All right, guys, good night, and I will be back tomorrow night with Flash Talk. Oh, Black Lightning's a great show.
Awesome.
Check it out.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much for calling in. And everybody, have a good night.
Yep.